Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and God bless you all. Welcome to the Gospel Truth Broadcast with Evangelist Miguel Edlin. And we are so very excited that you chose to spend your Sunday evening with us. We're looking forward to having a great time in the Lord. So go ahead and grab your Bible, get your pen and your paper. Feel free to pray, to sing, and praise the Lord with us. And right now, we're going to ask if Evangelist Sheila Hameen will lead us in our opening prayer.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Let us put our minds on the Lord and let us pray. Most gracious and eternal wise God in heaven, Lord, we come to you. We humble our hearts before you, Lord, and we ask for mercy and for forgiveness. Lord, look down on us while we're praying. Have mercy on us, O God, and touch our hearts. Lord, forgive our shortcomings. Forgive our sins, O God. Be merciful unto us, Lord, and bless us tonight. We ask you, O God, that you will visit us during this broadcast. O God, send forth your word and let your word have free course. Oh, my God, everybody who's listening, let a blessing come upon them in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord God, we pray, Lord, for the souls that are in trouble. Oh, Lord, those that are nearest to death. We ask, God, that you will stay the hand of death and give somebody a little more time, my God, to repent of their sins, to turn from the error of their ways. Lord, save dying souls everywhere in the name of Jesus. Oh, blessed Savior, we ask, God, that you will touch, heal, and deliver. Lord, be merciful tonight. Move by your Spirit, oh, God. Stop by the hospitals, oh, Lord. Stop by the sick room, wherever that may be, and make your holy visitation. Oh, my Lord, we pray for healing and for restoration in the name of Jesus. Oh, my God, heal and make everyone whole. Restore their health 100%, even according to your will. Oh, Lord, if any have committed sins, let their sins be forgiven. Oh, Lord God, and let healing come upon them in the name of Jesus. Lord, we pray for those who are on the prayer list, my God, name by name, one by one, Lord. You know every prayer request. You know every heart's desire. And you know every need, Lord. We are asking you tonight for this favor, that you will grant it unto them, Lord Jesus. And let it be done, Lord, according to your holy will. Those who are discouraged, oh, my God, encourage their hearts and help them to continue on in the name of Jesus. That person or persons who can't make up their mind or feeling like they're in the valley of decision, oh, God, help them to make up their minds to serve you. Help them, oh God, to give up the world, to turn away from the world and surrender their lives unto you. We know you're able, Lord Jesus. Remember the backslider tonight, Lord. Help the backsliders to return home, oh God. Look on them right now in a special way, oh Lord, and be merciful and restore their souls. Bring them on back home, Lord Jesus, and help them to do your will. Oh, my Lord, make your holy visitation in the prisons, in the jails. Oh, God, go into the cells, Lord Jesus, and touch, oh, God. Reveal yourself to those who don't know you, Lord. Those on death row, God, give them a chance, Lord Jesus, to repent of all their wrongs and to receive the Holy Ghost. We know you're able, Lord. Work a miracle, Jesus. Work things out right now, Lord. We pray, God, that you will bless our leaders, that you will give them direction, oh, Lord. Give them visions and revelation, Lord. Help them to do your will. Help them, oh, God, to lead your people in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord, we pray, oh, God, that you will bless this broadcast and let it be a blessing all across the world, Lord Jesus. Let this ministry grow and prosper and expand. expand, Lord Jesus. Add to the ministry, Lord. Add souls to the church. We know you are able to do everything. There's nothing too hard for you and nothing impossible. We believe you tonight, and we're taking you at your word. We ask it all in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Amen. We thank the Lord for the opening prayer coming through Evangelist Sheila Hameen. And at this time, I will be reading the opening scripture, and I'm going to be reading the 23rd number of Psalm. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. To lie down in green pastures, he leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Thank the Lord for the reading of the 23rd number of Psalms. May the Lord bless the reading of his word.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for that beautiful psalm being read by Sister Cheryl. And thank you so much again for tuning into the Gospel Truth broadcast with Evangelist Maybelle Edmond. You may tune in every Tuesday and Sunday evening at 7 o'clock p.m. The dial-in number is 945-218-0218. And that access code is 584-7681. You may also listen online at blogtalkradio.com/graceradio5. And 5 is F-I-V-E. We also want to acknowledge Pastor Sheila Hameen, hosts the Pastor Sheila Hameen Show with co-host Evangelist Maybelle Edmond on Friday evenings at 7 o'clock p.m. and Sunday afternoons at 3:30 p.m. You may listen by dialing 319-527-6763, or you can listen online at www.blogtalkradio.com/MyKingService, Title 1. School and one is O-N-E. To visit the Gospel Truth Prayer Mission, Sunday afternoon services are held at 12 o'clock p.m. and 6 o'clock p.m. prayer is held on Wednesday at 18 East Center Street. That's in Woodbury, New Jersey, 08096. We want to continue to pray for the souls that are on our prayer list for our youth prayer list. We want to pray for India McBride, Lyric and Essence Darius, Tiffany Ray, India West, Christine Parker, David Hameen, and on our general prayer list, we want to keep Muhammad Hameen in prayer, continue to pray for Kenneth Crockett, Dee Dee Johansson, the Darius family, the Davis family, Sherea West, DeMarcus West, Angelina Talata, Austin Grace, Harriet, Nettie McNair and the bereaved McNair family, Sister Maria McBride, Stephen Allen Sr., Charles Morris, Rosetta Lee, Bruce Williams, Sheree Freeman, Jonathan West, Larry Denson, Montrell Miller, Kenny Jackson, as well as those who are currently requesting prayer at this time. And those are all of the announcements that I have right now. So we're going to ask if Evangelist Cynthia Edmond would give us a selection. God bless you, Evangelist Cynthia.
Praise God. Thank God for another opportunity. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I just want to thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, I just want to thank Lord. You've been so good. You've been so good. You've been so good. I just want to thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I just want to thank you, Lord. You brought me out. You brought me out. You brought me out. I just want to thank you, Lord. I just want to take a little time out to say thank you, Lord, for all you've done for me. Oh, I just want to take a little time out to say thank you, Lord, for all you've done for me. Thank you, Lord. I just want to thank you. I just want to thank you. I just want to thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Thank God for that beautiful selection. And it's important that we take the time out to give God thanks. Praise God. I just thank the Lord for being on the Gospel Truth broadcast one more time. So glad that all of you tuned in. And there are those times when we really need to take this time and just thank the Lord from our heart. I mean, mean it from deep within and think about all the goodness of the Lord and just give him thanks. And as the opening scripture was read, the Lord is my shepherd. I shall not want. We don't have to want for anything. God provides it, but we need to give thanks unto our God. Amen. Praise the Lord. And at this time, we're going to get ready to hear the word of God. So let us bring our minds in and prepare to receive the word of God. Open your heart, open your mind, put away your distractions. If there's anything trying to stop you from hearing the word, pray and ask the Lord to keep you focused. Hallelujah. As we prepare now for the speaker of the hour in the person of Evangelist Maybelle Edmond, as she comes, let us continue to pray that God will send his word, pray with her and for her. Amen. God bless you, Evangelist May.
Praise the Lord. Thank the Lord for this opportunity. Thank the Lord for each of you that have tuned in on tonight. Praise the Lord. We're going to have a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you once again for another day, for another chance to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. We pray that you send your words and your anointing. Let it reach some soul. Let some soul say, I am healed. I am saved. In the name of Jesus, we know you can do it. We trust you and we believe you and take you at your word. This prayer we pray in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise the Lord. We thank the Lord for this broadcast. We want to go directly to the Word of God. We don't intend to be before you too long, if the Lord should say the same. But we want to go to the book of Ephesians, the second chapter. And my title tonight is Spiritual Growth. And the theme, let us grow in grace. Praise the Lord. In Ephesians, the second chapter, I believe this was Paul speaking to the Ephesians, and he said, and you have he quickened who were dead in trespasses and sins. We are at verse 1. Wherein, in time past, ye walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience, among whom also we all had our conversation in time past, in the lust of our flesh, fulfilling the desires of the flesh and of the mind, and were by nature the children of wrath, even as others. But God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love wherewith he loved us, even when we were dead in sins, have quickened us together with Christ. By grace we are saved, and have raised us up together and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, that in the ages to come he might shew the exceeding riches of his grace in his kindness toward us through Christ Jesus. And verse 8 reads, for by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works any man should boast. Glory to God, for we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God hath before ordained that we should walk in them. Praise the Lord. We thank the Lord for the reading of his word in the second chapter of Ephesians. And, you know, we are living in times where we need to grow in grace. It's a shame to have to stay in the same position year after year after year and never grow. Never bring forth any fruit. Never do anything more than come to the place of worship, clap our hands, and shout, and that's it. But we have to learn to take God at his word and abide in the word of God that we may grow in grace. The Bible says in St. John 15:8, herein is my Father glorified, that ye bear much fruit. So shall ye be my disciples. We have to bring forth fruit. We don't just get saved and, you know, and that's it. We're saved and we're clapping our hands and dancing and praising God. No, but there is a work that comes along with the Holy Ghost. And the Bible speaks in the book of Ephesians, I believe it's the fourth chapter, and the Bible says in verse 11, and he gave some apostles, a little bit to the eighth verse, wherefore he saith, when he ascended up on high, he led captivity captive and gave gifts unto men. Now that he ascended, what is it but that he also descended first into the lower parts of the earth? He that descended is the same also that ascended up far above all heaven, that he might fill all things. And he gave some apostles, and some prophets, and some evangelists, some pastors and teachers, for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come in the unity of the faith and of the knowledge of the Son of God unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ, that we henceforth be no more children,
It's time now for being children, tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the sleight of men and cunning craftiness, whereby they lie in wait to deceive. Time out for that. But speaking the truth in love may grow up. We got to grow up into him in all things, which is the head, even Christ, from whom the whole body fitly joined together and compacted by that which every joint supplies, according to the effectual working in the measure of every part, maketh increase of the body unto the edifying of itself in love. It's time to grow up now. We've been sitting around for a long time, and now it's time for us to prosper, to grow. We need spiritual growth. And we can't afford to just continue in our way, waiting and waiting and waiting for something spectacular to happen. No, God has already given gifts, and he put people in place. And we're supposed to work our salvation with fear and with trembling. We have to learn to go forth in the Lord, and we have to take faith. Our faith has to grow also in the Lord, and we have to let the Lord lead us how he wants us to go. And surely, if we take God at his word and stay in the word of God, the Lord can use us, and we can bring forth much fruit. Jesus said, greater works than these shall ye do, because I go to my Father. So we should be doing much more than what we have been doing. I know there's some that have been sacrificing and laboring, but there are some of us that are still seem to be on the sideline. It's time to come off the sideline and get in the front line and do will of God. And work while it is day, because night cometh when no man can work. Our spiritual growth is lacking. Some say they are not growing spiritually. They may be growing financially. Some may be growing carnally. But we got to grow spiritually. And that's what I want. I want the Lord to help me to grow spiritually. Now, the word of God said, do the work of an evangelist. Make full proof of thy ministry. And this is what I'm trying to do. Make full proof of my ministry. Because, you know, we can't just take the gift and just hold on to it and do nothing. But we got to make full proof of the ministry that God has put us in, that he has given unto us. Now, I know everybody is not a prophet. Everybody's not a teacher. Everybody's not a pastor or evangelist. But whatever God gave you to do, we should be using that gift and prospering spiritually, growing spiritually in the grace of God. And it's not unto us, but it's all glory and honor unto the Lord God Almighty, because he's the one that did it all. And the Bible said, not of works that any man should boast. If it was of works, then we could go around boasting. Well, some can go around boasting and saying, well, I did this and I did that, but it's not unto us. The scripture said, not unto us, O Lord, but unto thy name give glory and honor. So we have to learn to let the Lord help us to grow in grace by staying in the word of God and doing what the Lord has laid on our hearts to do and making full of the ministry that he has called us into. The word of God tells us
in the book of Philippians 1 and 9. And this I pray, that your love may abound yet more and more in knowledge and in all judgment. And then in the 11th verse, he said, being filled with the fruits of righteousness, which are by Jesus Christ, unto the glory and praise of God. It all has to be unto the glory of God, because he's the one that did it all. The Bible said, not of works, lest any man should boast. Going back to Ephesians, the 4th chapter, in verse 17, in the Lord, that ye henceforth walk not as other Gentiles walk, in the vanity of their mind. You know, so many people, they had so much vanity in their mind, just a bunch of vain stuff that they had in their mind, having the understanding darkened, being alienated from the life of God through the ignorance that is in them. They're just ignorant, and it's in them. Because of the blindness of their heart, who being past feeling have given themselves over unto lasciviousness, to work all uncleanness with greediness. I never seen so many greedy people running after the things of the world. Their mind is not even on serving the Lord and doing that which is pleasing in the sight of. They're always chasing a dollar, chasing the things of this world. And the Bible lets us know that all these things is going down. All of it, the money, all this stuff, it ain't going to mean anything in the end. But if you have Christ and you're growing in grace and you're holding on to the word of God and your faith is being increased, you're growing in the grace of the Lord. This is what we need today. Praise the Lord. Going to 1 Thessalonians, the 4th chapter, and verse 1. And also Job 17 and 9. Job 17 and 9 reads, the righteous also shall hold on his way, and he that hath clean hands shall be stronger and stronger. When you do that which is right, the Lord will strengthen you. You'll get stronger and stronger in the Lord. Furthermore, then we beseech you, brethren, and exhort you by the Lord Jesus, that as ye have received of us how ye ought to walk and to please God, so ye would abound more and more. See, we receive this through the word of God. Paul had begun to preach to the Thessalonians, and he told them, furthermore, then we beseech you, brethren, and exhort you by the Lord Jesus Christ. He exhorted them so that they could receive how they ought to walk before the Lord, and that they would abound more and more. That's how we grow in grace, and we need spiritual growth in the Lord. 2 Corinthians 3rd chapter and 18 verse, it reads, but we all with open face, beholding as in a glass the glory of the Lord, are changed into the same image from glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of the Lord. We want to grow, and we want to grow by the Spirit of the Lord. That's the only way we're going to grow. It's going to be God that does it. It won't be us or not unto us, as the scripture said. We won't have anything to boast about our work, but we are showing the Lord that we appreciate what he has done for us, and we are willing salvation with fear and trembling. So let us grow in grace. It's a shame to continue to be born a child and then just stay a child, still sucking on a bottle and the pacifier, instead of growing
where you can drink out of a cup, drink out of a glass. So I tell you, I want to grow in grace. I don't know about nobody else, but I'm speaking for myself. I want to make full proof of my ministry. I want to do whatever it is that the Lord would have me to do. And I realize that the time is running out, and we have to get in a hurry for our souls. Whatever we're going to do, whatever the Lord gave us to do, I realize it's now high time to wake out of sleep and go about doing the will of our Father while it is day. So that is my desire. Let us grow in the grace of the Lord. I just thank God for his word on tonight, and I'm encouraged to continue to do the will of God. I'm encouraged to stretch out by faith, put my faith to work. Our faith needs to grow too. We can grow in grace. We need more faith. We need more strength. We need more power as we go along this journey. So let us pray for one another, and let us, as the people of God, grow in grace. And at this time, we're going to have a word of prayer before we close out, because we know that prayer changes things. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day, and we thank you again for this broadcast. We thank you for every listener. We thank you for every contributor. We thank you for those who have been faithful in working with us and helping to make this broadcast what it should be. We thank you for every song that was sang, every prayer that was prayed. We thank you for your love and mercy toward us. We want to grow in grace, oh Lord. Help us to grow. Help us to prosper in your will, not in our way, but in your will. Help us to stand in the midst of our testing trials. Help us to persevere even when we're being tried. Help us to go through, oh Lord. We pray that you continue to bless this broadcast and every member of this broadcast. We pray that you will save, heal, and forgive, that you will blot out of transgressions and let sins be forgiven. Help us to stand, oh Lord. Bless our mission. Bless our ministry. Whatever you gave us to do, help us to do it, oh Lord, in the name of the Lord. Help us to stretch out on your word. Help us to take that faith that you've given us and put it to work. Help us, oh Lord, that we might gain more in the name of Jesus, just as you gave out the talent. Help us to take our talent and put it to work. Oh, my God, we know you're able. We know you got the power. Save souls. Deliver the souls of men. Help somebody to come to you and give their life to you before it's too late. And all those who are found with afflictions, hospitalized, on their sick bed, we pray that you touch them right now, oh Lord. Heal their bodies and raise them up, oh Lord. Help us to do our duty. Help us to lay hands on the sick that they may recover. Help us to do your will. Help us, Jesus, in the name of Jesus. Oh, my God, help us to use the power that you gave us. Help us, Jesus, in the name of Jesus. I know thou'rt able. We are trusting in you. We take you at your word. We pray that you go with us and stand by us. Touch our feeble bodies. Give us strength where we're weak, and build us up where we're torn down. Heal us, O Lord, of our infirmities. We know thou'rt able. We are trusting in you and taking you at your word. In Jesus' name we pray. This prayer we pray in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. And at this time, we're going to turn this part of the broadcast into the hands of Dr. Sheila Hameen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for that beautiful message, so beautifully brought out. And I tell you, this is a very, very timely message. And the message was encouraging spiritual growth and let us grow in grace. This is very much needed, because it seems like through all these years and even decades, there are some who are still satisfied, staying in the same place they were.
Same place. Yes.
And then we have to grow. We got to continue to grow. Else we'll just be stagnant and we'll die out.
Yes.
I thank God for this message. It's very much needed. It's very timely. And I want to encourage you to just take it in. Now, growth is not always easy. Somebody came out with something that says growing pain. Oh, yes. You're going to have to go through something. You're going to have to deal with some times when you're out of your comfort zone, because that is necessary in order to grow. Do you think that a child, when they come into the world and they have to deal with all these things, first thing, they're getting needles and all these different pains, and they fall and they scrape themselves up, growing pains. This is all part of growth. They get their feelings hurt.
Yes.
They want something. They know. They cry. So it's the same with us. We have to grow spiritually, and growing spiritually requires growing in grace. God will give us the grace we need. I really enjoyed this message on tonight, and I want to encourage you, Evangelist May, continue to preach the word of God and just let God lead you and let him continue to have his way. And at this time, I'm going to give way for remarks from our other evangelists who are on the broadcast. And if there are any other clergy on, you are welcome also to have remarks. God bless.
Amen. I thank God for the word of God coming through, Evangelist Nebel, talking about that spiritual growth and encouraging us to let us grow in grace. And she made some really beautiful points. You know, like, you know, it's great to attend services and to sing and to shout, but if we're not bringing forth fruit, if we're not growing, then we're leaving a big part undone. We're stunted. And kind of what Amanda Kameen was saying, you know, sometimes it does feel comfortable to be stagnant, to be on the sidelines, but that's a dangerous mindset. She said it's time to grow up. If we don't work, if we don't do what God gave us to do, we won't receive the reward that he's going to give us if we do his work, if we do the work that he gave us. I enjoy the word of God. Very inspiring. I just want to encourage them. Maybe I'll keep on preaching the word of God.
Praise God. Thank God for such a beautiful message that came on tonight. Amen. We ought to grow in the grace of God spiritually. Amen. No more milk. It's time for some. Amen. We can't live off of just bread, off of milk. Amen. Get some nourishment in us and grow up to be strong. Amen.
Yes.
The Bible said, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might.
Yes.
Amen. So I thank God for the word tonight. I'm taking it in for myself. Be encouraged. Take the word of God in, you, and live by it, and you will be saved.
Amen. Any other remarks? We're going to turn the remainder of the broadcast back into the hands of Evangelist May. God bless.
Praise the Lord. Thank the Lord for each of our evangelists. We thank the Lord for your assistance, and we thank the Lord for the word tonight and prayer. I pray that you will pray for me, that the Lord will help me to prosper and to grow. I'm not worried about the finance. My main thing is I want to do the work of the Lord, the work of the evangelist, and make full proof of my ministry. And I want to grow in grace. So we thank the Lord for this broadcast on tonight. We're not going to detain you, but I do want to say that if you want to be a part of this broadcast, or if you have a message and you'd like to bring this message on this broadcast, I have an open door for you. You can come on. You can call 945-218-0218. And the access code is 547-681. Feel free to call in. and we will give you a chance to bring the word or sing a song, give a testimony or whatever the Lord has done for you. You want to tell it, we give you the opportunity. So we thank the Lord for everything that has been said and done to the glory and honor of God. And if there's nothing else, I believe we are scheduled, the Gospel True Prayer Mission, we are scheduled to have a yard sale this Saturday coming, if it's the Lord's will. So if you're in the area, stop by 18 East Center Street, and we plan to be out there. That's on Saturday, this Saturday coming. That's Woodbury, New Jersey. God bless you.